when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. How would it feel to have your product covers and thumbnails completely designed for you, on brand, and ready to upload to TPT? If you are not the best at creating or updating older listings, designing is not your thing, or you just don't have the time, there's a solution for you. Ready, Set, Revamp is a VIP intensive where I dedicate a day or more to working on updating or creating covers and thumbnail graphics for your resources. Here's how it works. Pick a package that works best for you, book a spot with a 50% retainer or in full, give me all the deets on the resources you'd like updated, and be available on your scheduled VIP time. Sit back and watch the magic happen. If you're looking for a gal with a great eye for designing TPT product listings, while you drink that coffee, sip that Chardonnay, or work on the things you want to do, then head over to thesoutherneteach.com/VIP. Listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hi, everybody. It's Kirsten from The Southern Teach, and I'm here with a brand new episode, a brand new series to start the month.
And I'm really excited about this because it's based off of one of my favorite shows to watch, which is The Great British Bake Off. If you haven't heard of this wonderful show that's been on for a while, and I actually didn't really get into it until we were all quarantined and I was trying to find something to watch, and this came up and I've been hooked ever since. Each episode is all about amateur bakers in Great Britain, and they're given three challenges based on that week's theme. And it can be a pastry theme, bread week, patisserie week. It always varies throughout each season. But every episode, there are three challenges. There's the signature bake, technical challenge, and a showstopper challenge. So we are going to talk about those three challenges and how it can relate to your TPT store and TPT business. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, so the first challenge they always do is the signature challenge. And this is for amateur bakers, for them to show off their tried and true tested recipes that they might be making for their friends and their family. So there is usually some type of requirement. They make that recipe and they try to wow the judges and show off what they know. This can be similar to your unique and tried and true TPT brand. Everything that makes you memorable and helps you stand out in the crowd. So we're thinking about the message that you convey to others, giving a good first impression through your personality, your voice, your visuals, and so much more. Something else to think about are whenever somebody goes to your TPT store, when they see your logos and they're in your banners and your quote box, what feelings does it evoke? Does it evoke happiness, reassurance, calm, something that can bring in and welcome in your customers? And also, what vibe does your colors and fonts give off? Does it give off a bright and friendly and colorful primary vibe? Or are you a high school TPT seller and you're looking to capture the attention of high school educators? Something that usually happens during the signature bake, when they are showing their recipes and bakes off to the judges, is that if Paul Hollywood, one of the judges, if he thinks that the bake is absolutely amazing, like he can say nothing wrong to critique it, he will have a handshake. He'll give out a handshake. And in that similar fashion, our version of the Paul Hollywood handshake would be converting customers into raving fans. So they're not just one and done. They are with you for the long run, and they will buy from you over and over again. All right. The second challenge would be the technical challenge. And this challenge requires a lot of technical knowledge and experience to make a finished product, given the limited or even minimal instructions. So sometimes they leave out instructions, like they don't give you a specific time to prove the dough, if it's some type of bread recipe. Sometimes they'll just say to bake and they don't say for how long. So sometimes they're missing instructions, and it's up to the bakers to fill that in based on their experience. The bakers are all given the same recipe and they are not told beforehand what the challenge will be, unlike the other challenges. They get to practice beforehand. These are also judged blind and ranked from worst to best. So something that can be related to the technical challenge for TPT would be all the stuff everybody needs to perfect and get analytical with. So we're thinking titles, descriptions, pricing, and quality of resources. So we are also thinking about researching the keywords in advance to optimize our resources so that they get to the top results or one of the top pages on TPT. We're also thinking about the competitive pricing. So you don't want to sell yourself short, but you also don't want to overprice your resources so that people are looking, but they're not going to buy because it's way too expensive for what they feel the value is. Also, thinking about quality resources that your customer can trust, making sure your resources are professional looking, free of grammatical errors, and are accessible to students as well as teachers. Related to how the bakers aren't really given a lot of instructions, and they also are not told beforehand what the challenge will be. They don't know what they're going to be making. We can kind of relate that to how we're going into this with limited knowledge or instructions on how to get the most traction on our resources. So we might have a resource that before it gets uploaded, we might think that it is an amazing resource, but then you look and nobody's buying it. Or it could be vice versa. You may think, oh, this is okay, but then it starts selling like hotcakes. I've had both ways. So that can just be, that's part of risk reward. It's just part of what you, you know, as a business person, what you are doing. But regardless, you're taking your experience to adjust accordingly. All right. The final challenge that's always on the Great British Bake Off is the showstopper. And this challenge is for all the bakers to show off their skills, talent, and impress the judges with a professional-looking appearance that is also outstanding and amazing in flavor. So also tastes amazing. This can be related with TPT by putting your TPT store together in a cohesive style, wowing the audience with product covers and previews and thumbnails. Whenever they go see a resource, they are captivated by what the resource includes, what it looks like, and it makes them want to either add it to their wish list or buy it immediately. Also thinking about, we can relate this to marketing our TPT resources on social media, email, Pinterest. You're putting your best foot forward whenever you are showcasing your resources to others so that others may be interested, or who may be interested, or part of who your audience is, can come in and take a closer look and buy. Customers favor a resource that's professional, captivating in appearance, but also outstanding in the actual resource and the value they're getting so that they can use it in their classroom. So that's why I kind of thought of, you know, marketing the resources and the product listing part of it as how it can be a showstopper. You really want to impress your audience and customers as well. All right, here is your creative action tip for this week. I want you to give yourself a mini audit of which challenge you're doing well at. Are you doing well at the branding or the signature challenge? Are you rocking analytics and SEO with that technical? Or are you shining with the product listings or the showstopper challenge? Think about what you're doing well at. And also think about what you need extra work on. Do you need to look a little bit more on your covers? Do you need to focus more on SEO? Or do you really need to enhance your branding? If you do need an extra set of eyes, like you're thinking, I have no idea what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, I do offer TPT store and product audits. And if you go to the southernteach.com/work-with-me, you can get information on how the process works. It's super easy. I basically, you give me links and information about your TPT store or specific products, and I just give you video feedback that you can utilize and take whatever advice you will. So you can go to, again, thesouthernteach.com/work-with-me. All right, well, that is the end of this episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks for tuning in to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I cannot wait for you to join me in the next episode for more tips and inspiration. Have an amazing day.
Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.